Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Tis the season. Shin Daddy's holding his first annual Santa Camp.
Nice.
Santa Camp. I like that. And so he's bringing he's bringing locals in to teach him how to be Santa. So if you're going to be Santa at the mall, if you're going to be Santa at an event, whatever it is, he brings him in and teaches him how to be Santa Claus.
That's a great idea.
And so all of a sudden, say, well, how do we handle it? Okay, we got an unruly kid. What do we do? Well, he's going to teach you that. If we want to be kind of portly as a Santa, and say you're light, and so we have to add, you know, stuffing to you. He teaches you how to do that. He teaches you all the ways like how to handle,
how to look fatter,
how to do pictures.
There's things that could come up.
Things that can come up. Yeah, it's a lot that comes up. You want to be Santa? Well, there's some things that are going to happen.
There's some protocol.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. You got to know your ho, ho, ho. Yeah,
he would be a great Santa. Yeah. He's got the great.
Oh, Shindy would be.
He's like the perfect Santa.
I mean, that's Santa Claus right there. That is.
I'm looking at him and thinking about it.
He'd be really good.
You'd put a hat on
him. You have to get some other kind of spectacles. I wonder if they require, if you're going to
wear the little ones, the little round, the wire rim. Let's get the wire rim ones. Yeah. Yes. He probably has those for accounting. Yeah.
God, is a great one. I've never even thought about that. Yeah. The training they must
have to go
think
through.
About.
Imagine all of a sudden you're working at, the big mall. What if you're in the
Gateway
middle?
Mall.
Gateway Mall.
Jake, you've been there.
I have.
You remember the line used to be for Santa?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden.
I wonder if they still have
I think there's still a decent line. Yeah. We got that right, society
okay,
still.
Okay, so what do you do if like a 16-year-old wants to sit on the lap? What do you do? There's a protocol.
Protocol.
There.
What do we do? How do we
ho,
handle it?
Ho, ho, oh, not you so stand. Fast.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho. Hey, big guy. Right. Stand there. Yeah. I'll put my arm around you.
Not
so fast.
You can't be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay. Not Santa-like. No, you got to do something Santa-like.
Santa-like. Ho, ho, ho. Oh. This is crazy. I'm going to stand up next
to
you.
This cause would not approve.
Right. Bunch of college girls
right,
coming
right.
With
no,
yeah.
No, no, no.
Oh, the
becomes no.
This is Claus has got an issue. Things just got interesting.
Well, that could happen.
That could happen. So he talks to you.
Feasible.
You start off in the classroom, those exact situations. He quizzes you. What would you do?
Yep.
He puts you in that spot.
Yeah.
Puts you in that spot. And then they role play. Then they do it. They role play it.
He has a throne in there.
Thrown in
there. Santa's throne. It's a good idea.
Santa camp.
Santa. It's a perfect time for it.
No. Mrs. Claus is not approving that.
Whoa.
Shin Daddy.
Anyway,
thank you, Shin Daddy. Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Santa camp in Creighton today. That's an awesome idea.
That is a really good idea.
It's great. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Again, the news of yesterday. If you're just tuning in and somehow were asleep last night or yesterday, the news is Tony White heading to Florida State. Dana Holgorsen sticking around at Nebraska for a 2-year contract signed yesterday to the portal. Jamari Butler, Mekhi Bear, Vincent Jackson, Stephon Thompson, and Gabe Irvin Jr., so far as what we know of players in the portal.
Right. Now, so the one question that you would that people wonder about is what does Rhule do now for the defensive coordinator job? And I don't have that answer. I mean, you hear Phil Snow.
He's probably going to be more of an in-house, someone that he knows.
You think so? Would you consider Phil Snow sort of in-house at this point?
Well, I don't know where he's physically been, but he did show up here for a while.
Right.
Whether he's been here during that time or he's been traveling with the team, I don't know. Someone else have to answer.
Well, here's the deal, Bill. He's been a consultant all year, yeah. So he knows the personnel. And then he came in-house. It was early November. It was after the UCLA game. So, Jake, whenever that date was, that week.
November 2nd.
7th or yeah. Okay, 2nd. Whatever it was. 2nd. He was here that week. Snow had a great run with Rhule at Baylor and Temple. If you look at what Snow did with the Baylor defense, it was the best defense in the Big 12. I mean, it was. And Temple was an excellent defense. Now, John Butler, I don't know. It's not like he has a ton of recent coordinator experience. He was the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans 2014 to 2017. I should say he hasn't had a lot of college coordinator experience, which maybe doesn't matter.
The game is different. There's been some but there's a lot of carryover also. And great coaches adjust. So I'm sure we'd do fine. Now, I would imagine, what are you hearing, Steve? I'd imagine that Butler will be the coordinator for the bowl game.
Well, I'm not hearing. That's the kind of thing that Matt Rhule would address tomorrow on signing day.
Because you want to...
He will.
Yes. Your defense, like I said, there is so many positives about what the defense did this year that you don't want to change. You want to have someone that can call the game with the same verbiage and run the.
Yeah.
You don't all of a sudden be like, "Hey, we're going to be a 4-3 this whatever,
not for the bowl game, and
a quarters team or this whatever." That is not what you want. So they have had, you want somebody calling it.
Oh, 100.
That can call it. That can step right in and say, "I can just take this thing over and we can run it." And if you want to make changes, that's fine. That's for the off season.
I got to think that would be Butler if that's what they're going to. Yeah. I mean, he would be the only candidate to do it. Some people mention Dvorak. Doesn't have any experience calling plays. It would be Butler in that role, I think, for the bowl game. I would think. Now, as a permanent replacement, I don't know who. I have no earthly idea right now what Rhule's thinking. This is all very fresh. I don't know who's available. I don't know. And for people that say, well, why don't you know? Well, an example is Tony White came out of nowhere.
He did. Completely nowhere.
Yeah. Just came out of nowhere.
I'm sure he'll, like I say, you'll do your due diligence. You'll probably study other coaches that have done well. And so it might be FCS. It could be something that's like, hey, they're playing really good defense, or something that's playing, the thing to always look for is, who's playing the best defense with the less ability, which means who's playing the best? It's like, well, we got to bring the guy in from Georgia. Well, they got a lot of dudes. And so maybe that doesn't always work so fast with what's going on. It's like, who's playing the best with the least? That always stands out for what you're looking for. If it is outside.
What about Snow? Now, Snow's 68, but Bill, the life has changed in that world. He doesn't have to go on the road now.
Mm-hmm.
The coordinators don't go out on the road. He could do it, I would think.
I would sure think so. Like I said, you have no idea what's going on the inside. I think the big thing right now is just, I would sure imagine that Butler calls it
for the
bowl game. Okay. And right now, that's your focus.
Yep.
You got to get the right guy. You have to have the right fit. You have to have the right staff. All those things all add up. But you want to make sure, because right now, there's some coaching changes that have already been done.
Mm-hmm.
And there might even be more. You don't even know what's going to happen. And you really want to play well in this bowl game. You don't know what your matchup is.
No. Nope.
You don't know what it is yet. So I think that's the big thing. It's like you don't want to go out in this bowl game and all of a sudden have things like we're unorganized. We're not.
No.
That's why you want to keep it the same. Keep everything the same to get to this bowl game.
Head coaches have a lot on their plate. And, yeah, you do have to be mindful of this game. And, by the way, I think practice begins today. Bowl practices, I think begin today. I could be wrong. So you think Butler would call the plays?
I think he's the most logical, I guess.
Yeah. I agree. He might be the most logical for the job.
Might be. Yes, exactly.
Do you want to hear from the blanket real quick?
Yes.
The wet blanket? How do you think he's doing right now?
We have not heard from the wet blanket for a while.
I don't know. How is he doing?
Now, keep in mind, this is wet blanket, listeners. This is wet blanket chiming in. It says, Tony White leaving is a 5-alarm fire for the program. White's goal is to be a head coach, and he feels that he has a better chance to do that at 2-10 Florida State. This is a clear indictment of Nebraska's returning defensive talent. Defense will take a serious step back next season. If Nebraska is going to move forward, the offense better take a gigantic step forward. 20 points or less in 6 Big Ten games is not the blueprint for winning. Wet blanket has spoken.
Yeah, I don't.
On the situation.
I mean, I think we established
5-alarm fire. Wow.
Now, here's why I don't say 5-alarm fire. Bill, these stats are sort of interesting. It's not like there was... Tony White did not have resounding success at Nebraska. He had success. He was good. But it wasn't crazy good. I'll give you an example. Nebraska this season, wet blanket, ranks 54th nationally in yards per play allowed. 54th. That's not, you're not even top 50. Now, it's what's confusing to people is on total defense, they're 19th. So they gave up 315.4 yards per game.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
And that's 19. So you'd say top 20 defense. I don't go by that. I go by yards per play.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. And also, like I said, they had some scheduling, which worked to their advantage. But the Iowa game, but... The Ohio State game, that was ridiculous defense against a team that everyone feels can win the national championship. Everyone feels
they gave up 285 to Ohio State.
Yeah, that was incredible. And then, like I said to you yesterday on the phone, Steve Sippel, I was like, I'm really tired of hearing about the one play, against Iowa. I'm like, I'm tired
because
of hearing
why are we tired
because,
about
because they held them to 10 points,
right.
10 points.
That's it.
And in the end,
how about 0 for 10 on third down?
0 for 10 on third down. So when we walk in the locker room, like, we got to tackle better. Yeah, we do have to tackle better. We got 10 points. That should be enough to win the game.
Hot and cold, though. Hot and cold. You give up 343 to Indiana in the first half.
That's hard. Yeah, it's
after the bye week.
It's a tough number. Yeah,
after a bye week. You give up to UCLA. UCLA has the ball. It was stunning. 14 and a half of the first 16 minutes of the game, they had the ball.
I was there.
Couldn't get off the field.
We couldn't get off the field.
So I think Tony did a good job, but do I think he's irreplaceable? The stats would suggest no.
We had a conversation on this show back in October about do you trust the defense? And I think at one point we thought we did. Right. And then November hit, and it was just kind of hit or miss.
Hit or miss.
UCLA, bad. For Nebraska, USC at average. I mean, 400 plus yards for USC, right? Yeah,
they rushed for 182.
Wisconsin had a bunch of yards, 400 plus yards for a struggling Wisconsin program. Put up 20 plus points as well in that game. Right. Of course, we won the game by 19. As we all know,
yeah,
won by 19.
But I do see where the blanket's saying with he's just looking at not so much about the Tony White part, but just if you just said, hey, look who they're losing. The linebackers are gone.
Hold on.
Yeah, you got.
I can help you with this. Bayer's gone,
but they also graduated. And
Stephon Thompson's gone. Those are two big losses.
And your two, quote, starters, right? With
Javon Wright and Bullock.
Bullock.
Yeah, you got a clean sweep at linebacker. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
And then,
no, Vincent Shaver's back.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, Shaver's back. So there's a few in the back end that are gone like that. But then you've lost people up front. Those like
the big dudes.
It's really hard to replace those. So from that point, I'm 100% on board with the blanket. Mm-hmm. That hey, there's some pieces that have to be put together to be able to get. And last year you felt better because those guys had all played a lot of football.
But there are some guys. This is where you have to say there's still some guys that have played a lot of football.
They rotated a lot,
yeah.
Especially up front.
Well, yeah, they have Judy. Okay, Elijah. They have Cam Lenhart. They have Keona Davis, who within the program they think is a budding star. Those are all down guys. Kai Wallen. They have guys. I mean, yep. And they now, though, you might have to go in the wake of Jamari Butler going in. You might have to go in and try to find an experienced D lineman. One. I would.
Never pass on a big.
Oh, and they have Van Poppel. I thought
Bradley
about
Van Poppel.
Yeah. They're not. Come on, no, Wett. They're not.
Assuming they all stay.
Yeah.
Assuming those guys all stick around.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't think it's empty, but you do lose some players.
No. And yeah. I would push back on Wett blanket saying it's a five alarm fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just went through the stats. This is a team that couldn't get off the field at times. And I would go back to last year and say that. There's times they couldn't get off the field. Maryland couldn't get off the field on third down. Wisconsin couldn't get off the field on third down. Iowa, two monster letdowns late in that game, couldn't get off the field. Last year.
After the pick, yeah.
Michigan State got pushed around in East Lansing up front. Pushed around all game.
Yep.
Couldn't stop them. Couldn't get off the field. This is not – no, it's not a five-alarm fire. He did fine. He was a good defensive coordinator. To suggest he's irreplaceable or that was a great defensive coordinator, no.
A good response to the blanket from the OG CJ says, why is everyone freaking out about White leaving? Last year, at this time, everyone assumed or knew this was his last season here. He was looking at San Diego State last year for the head coaching job. Didn't think it'd be a lateral move, but we knew he was probably gone after this season.
Right. That's a surprise. I mean, I guess I... Yeah, I was somewhat surprised he'd go to Florida State at 2-10. I mean,
the one thing I always put into this for the people should understand is that the profession can just ravage your soul. It is so hard. It is, and yeah. It can, because some people that always want to make comments or involved in pundits and that they can say all the things they want to say, but they're never having it actually written about them.
Right.
And so
I haven't written
it. Now, you signed up for it. So I've always said I've never complained because I signed up to do it. Mm-hmm. But it can.
Oh,
and so when someone makes a decision to do something else, I never question them. I'm like, that's their call, because it is. And it's always like, okay, hey, you're getting well compensated. I understand that. You're getting well compensated.
There's a question, was it his decision? Yeah. You know, I mean, I wonder about that a little bit.
So you're susceptible. Suggested that maybe he got let go.
Not let go, but yeah, not let go. You know how it goes in your business.
I still say those numbers would never add up to being dismissed.
Dismissed, but not if you got to go.
Not encouraged to stay.
Right.
And that's kind of general. Yeah. In general, that's kind of if someone has interest in something else, that's kind of your general.
Yeah, I want to be clear, Bill. No, not dismissed.
Okay.
Gotcha. But not. Oh, please, God, don't do this. That sort of thing. I mean, I don't think I could see that being the case, that if he went to Rhule and said, hey, Florida State's talking to me, it wouldn't shock me if Rhule said, go ahead, talk to him. Just let me know. But something like that.
Then you go back to the John Butler then. Was he hired to eventually be the DC to replace Tony White? Was that the conversation when he came here?
I don't know.
This could happen. You might be the guy when Tony leaves.
Maybe.
Yeah, it might be. That situation happened very quickly.
Cooper, I don't know, Bill. I don't know if it happened that quick. It seemed to happen quickly.
Was in late, early July.
But I will say this, Butler was announced the day after. I mean, it was 4th of July.
Yeah, so it wasn't, it definitely wasn't like, hey, hang on, I just got this information, now I'm going to make the hire. No, that was they knew, everyone knows, every time you hear something, it's like on, there's a website called Football Scoop, and it lists all the coaching activities. When you read about it, it's like, that happened 2 weeks ago, right, and they've already hired the guy. When you're like, oh, wow, look at this. Look at this job that's open. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. That is so far behind. So it's probably along the same line.
Right. All I'm suggesting is that, Jake, when Cooper, what's his first
Evan
name?
Cooper.
Evan Cooper. When it got announced that he was gone, it was the next morning that Butler was named.
They were prepared.
Yeah.
With the news.
It was literally the next morning. Because it was 8 o'clock in the morning and people were texting me saying, hey, are you on this news about John Butler? I had never even heard of John Butler. Well, he's replacing Cooper. So
learn quickly.
Yeah.
It will be a, you'll see, this is an incredible task ahead, but not anywhere that it can't be done. But it'll be a task with coaches, little different things going on to get the team ready to play in this bowl game. And the opponent will really matter. The opponent will really matter.
Hundo.
On who they get and how interested and what conference are they coming from.
Like if you play in the pinstripe, are you getting Syracuse? You know?
Fresh off a win against Miami. Yeah,
that'd be a rough one. Or if you're are you going to get an LSU or a Florida? Because those two teams will be, Florida especially, very interested in playing. Some teams, not very interested in playing. And like I said, what you really want is you want to have a fan base that's engaged from the other side. You don't want to have one where it's like, yeah, we do not care about that.
No.
No, you don't want that.
I will tell you this, guys. I think the momentum yesterday shifted toward the Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh, you love that. Yeah. Outdoor press box. Zip is pumped for that in December. Late December.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. It becomes official Sunday, but it seems like the momentum shifted toward the Pinstripe.
Pinstripe, probably what, Boston College?
Maybe.
Seen Duke possibly in there too.
Duke, or them in the mailbox.
What about Syracuse?
So I've been to a football game. I've been to football games in the stadium, in Yankee Stadium.
You have?
Yeah, I went to the New York City the state championship game. And so
How is it?
It's bizarre. I'm standing on the one sideline, and there's nothing behind you, you know, because it's all the, you have to kind of squeeze it in to try to get. Half of the fans to see. It's kind of like Wrigley. They show the deal. Remember the one team would jog in, they went to the dugout for halftime? They just jogged across an open field. It's very, very odd. I played at a game at Northern Arizona. We're playing Portland State, and we're on the sideline, and behind us, we have our guys back there. We're punting balls and doing stuff. There was 75 yards behind us. There was no one behind us. People were punting.
They have a little playground back.
Yeah. Basically.
So it's very awkward, but that will be key to get the team, and then who you're playing, what's going to happen. But you really do want an interested group from both sides. Now that's a big thing.
I got you. I think Nebraska will be interested.
Yeah, they will be. They will be. Just one hope is from both sides.
When we come back, NFL winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.